shy. If I touched her, I know I'd wanna cry. My life is desperation, but it's only infatuation. I, lovely Remy, she's a darling.
Awesome. So that was the Go-Betweens with Lee Remick. Before that, we had the Slits with Earthbeat. And before that, we had Magazine with Permafrost, also known as Secondhand Daylight. We're getting around to the first hour of the show, and I'm feeling a little bit tired. And, you know, I feel like taking it easy. So we're going to play for the next 20 minutes all smooth, easygoing tracks. Starting with Michael Cera. Yes, you heard it correct. Michael Cera, the actor, with a cover of Blaze Foley's Pigeon in Plains. Check it out.
I'm going down to the railway station, gonna get a ticket to ride. Find a big fat lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat, trying to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say y'all, sing a song with a friend, change the shape that I'm in, and get back in the game, start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. Might go back down to Texas, or might go to somewhere that I've never been. Get up in the morning and go out at night, and I won't have to go home. Get used to being alone, change the words to the song, and start singing again. Somewhere to go. Count the days and the nights that it takes to get back in the saddle again. Feed the pigeons some clay. Turn the night into day. And start talking again when I know what to say.
Let me taste your praise. let me drown in you. Let me feast. Let me ride ya seven-headed beast. Let me stripify you and step back in your gaze. Towers ring, ah, them tunes we used to sing. Let me try them on my lips again. You know I never miss a note.
night in Texas. Long, hot, lonely, lonely night for me. Woman on my mind, way off from Georgia. Prettier woman as I did ever see. Pretty face and sweet, sweet smile in Georgia. Sweet, sweet kiss is gonna melt my tennis shoes. She wraps her arms around me back in Georgia. Drives me wild, she drove away my blues. Got to have the greenest eyes in Georgia. Makes me feel real good. She got eyes on me. She talks real pretty like that old slow boat to China. Slow boat to China, slow down away from me. Long, hot, lonely, lonely night in Texas. Long, hot, lonely, lonely night for me. Woman on my mind, way off from Georgia. Pretty woman as I did ever see.
That was Blaze Foley with Slow Boat to China. Before that, we had Michael Hurley with Penguins. And before that, we had Asaf Avidan with Sweet Babylon. I think that's enough for the slow music, and we're going to pick up the pace once again. This is Acid Dad with Mr. Major. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, the Tuesday Morning After Show.
Thank you. gonna want your milk, Liam.
Then stop breaking bricks, wet nips.
Sorry, Bob, could you say that was for? I used to think down on the floor. I'm a drunk, me, can't you tell? I'm not really interested in what you said. I could go down to the grocery store and buy three of those and buy down four. Remember when you lost that in my hand? Now you're trying to buy tickets for double the price. Prices are mine, and maybe then the rest will fall in line. I don't know if you find me in your heart. I wish you'd just ask me to ride my car. I could show you all the stuff that I love you. I could show you all the shit that
This is CKUT 90.3 FM. You're listening to the Tuesday Morning After Show. My name is Oz. You just heard Societal Siege with Stuff Your Fivers in a Sack. They're a local band here from Montreal, all students at McGill. They just released their debut EP, Joseph Ziegler, and we have here with us in the studio Jacob Barden, lead guitar and singer of the band. Jacob, thanks for coming.
No problem, Oz.
All right, so you go to McGill for classical guitar.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And this project kind of started how?
I've been recording like music and putting it on SoundCloud since I was in like grade 11 or something, but it wasn't like a thing
back,
I
you're
wanted
from,
to do.
Back in Kitchener.
Yeah,
back in okay.
Kitchener. And then I played a couple live shows in Kitchener, and then I just like really loved it. I just loved the vibes.
And how'd you get into live shows though? Like how'd you kind of make that step?
A couple of my friends hit me up and they were like, hey, we're doing like, we want to have a little party at our little garage thing. Can you come? And I was like, sure, of course. And that's when it started.
So what, just like at house parties and stuff of that matter?
Yeah, it was like in a mechanic shop.
Now, so that's kind of like the scene you were in high school and all that. Do you touch maybe a bit what it's like being in the Montreal scene now? Because I know you've been doing shows there for a little while.
It's way better. Crowds in Montreal are, like, unique, you know? Because, like, you go to shows in Toronto, it's, like, dope. But then you go to Montreal, everyone's just thrashing.
Yeah, eh?
But
you are a college band. All your members go to McGill, right?
Yeah.
I'm assuming you bring a majority college crowd,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So how do you go about kind of getting your name out there, putting out things and stuff of that matter?
I just kind of tweet about it and put like some Instagram posts about the songs we put and like shows and stuff. And Drew does a big, like he's really good at inviting people to shows. He's like the spokesperson.
Hey. And you and Drew have been playing together for a while now, but kind of jumped around figuring out what you were doing for a little while, right?
Yeah. I I wanted to be kind of a band like Hockey Dad, where it's just a guitar and a drummer and a singer. But then, in practice, there was, like, stuff missing, you know? It felt like we were missing a lot of low end or something. And then Antoine was just down for the ride. And I was like, Antoine, let's run it.
But there's something kind of weird about your band that I actually think is, like, really cool. And I told a lot of my friends about this, but... So, you recorded this whole EP over the summer, but your band's comprised of a guy living in Calgary and a guy from France.
Yeah.
Right? And yet you still managed to kind of put it together. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I've never seen a long-distance EP.
Well, I did most of the guitar tracks, and Antoine wrote a lot of the bass parts and, like, some of the chords. And Drew would just send me clips of him playing drums, and then I just threw it in. Like, he would play over, like, a track of the song, and then he would just send me, like a
just
room
like the
recording of him playing.
Room recording. No, it's cool. And then you guys put it out on everything. For our listeners, check it out. Joseph Ziegler by Societal Siege on all platforms by now, right?
Yeah.
So on everything. You got it on Deezer. I don't know if it's on Tidal. Is it on Tidal?
I think it's on Tidal.
It's on Tidal, guys. It's pretty big. Give that money to Jay-Z. Shouts out Hope. All right, we'll be back with this interview in just a second, but now we got Societal Siege with Montreal.
Montreal, I fucking hate you, Montreal. Thank you.
That was Castavit with Stranger You Know. Before that, we had Brave Little Abacus with Pile, No Pile, Pile. Before that, we had Blurs. Before that, we had Pony Up with Swans. And before that, we had Orange Juice Falling and Laughing. We're getting to the last 10 minutes of the show today, and I want to thank everybody who tuned in to listen. I'm just going to let us filter out with a few more songs that I've been jamming to lately. Have a great day. This is CKUT 90.3 FM, the Tuesday Morning After Show.
Then the senses. it feels so lost. In the bedroom or the place where I grew up, it sits quiet, it's always been. My mom cooks breakfast while I'm sleeping. Still feels hollow, like no. Shelter, blanket night. Biking, driving fast down Holly Street. Quill Court, Yelp on and Market Street. See your neighborhoods and where they lead. I am helpless now to the
La propagation de la COVID-19 est à un niveau critique dans votre région ou une région à proximité. Les rencontres d'amis ou de famille sont interdites et les déplacements vers d'autres régions sont non recommandés. Des mesures plus restrictives et ciblées ont été mises en place pour freiner la propagation et éviter un reconfinement. Informez-vous sur québec.ca/coronavirus. Continuez de vous laver les mains, de garder une distance de 2 mètres et de porter un masque lorsque la distanciation physique n'est pas possible. On doit réagir maintenant. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Yayo, Africa, wasa 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 lele,
wasa lele.
Yayo, Africa,
wasa lele,
wasa 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 lele.
Wasa. Be a day we all will say what's up.